Guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious.
Don't and welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdel, Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen, who has a tablet. It looks like might be an iPad. Which one is it? It is an
iPad.
Oh, it's an iPad.
It's got the big apple on it.
And we're on Facebook Live right now and Periscope, too.
And Periscope, yes. Breakthrough Entertainment and Periscope.
Angles
David Isaac on Facebook. And hear a little bit more of the song. Come on. We were going to sing Pie and Pudding en Flambé.
What is that?
We prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret.
Hey, my friend Steve is watching. I haven't talked to him for a while.
Trisha,
Steve,
do you know the lyrics?
How are you?
I can't sing.
Not entertaining. We tell jokes. I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
That's when he was swinging from the chandelier.
Was I sleeping?
That was one of Dave's tricks. Yes.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, I know how to do
it. Lift your glass, Dave.
Because I am the
You want your own free pass.
Yes.
Be our guest.
Be our guest.
Cheers.
So, you love this music, right?
Be our
guest. Of course,
guest.
This is Beauty and the Beast. We're reviewing it right in a few seconds. Okay, there we are. That was Joseph.
Life
Yay.
Is so unnerving
hey,
when a
Steve.
Servant's still not serving.
All right, let's do the review.
Right.
People are wondering, should they bring their kids to this
I don't
movie?
I don't think they are wondering. I think they're just doing it.
Hey, Susie, I haven't seen her for a while.
Now you're pulling a Joseph.
It's addicting. You see all these people that you haven't seen for a while.
Okay, we are on the radio.
You're responding to people that you know. I'm usually responding to people that are asking us questions.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But I will tell you, people have been planning for so long for this movie to come out.
I know. I told Dave to go see it.
All the people that are into LuLaRoe were all like paying a fortune for the Disney Rose leggings so that they could wear them to the premiere. So, you know, and getting them for their kids and matching and all that other stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So people have been looking forward to this. Before we get to our actual review of this movie, though, I want to kind of take a little step back and say, the other remakes that Disney has come up with, right?
Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. So, Sleeping Beauty? Did you like that one? Maleficent?
The remake,
Maleficent.
I didn't see Maleficent.
You didn't see Maleficent? Oh wow! And I'm sure Dave didn't.
I did not.
But I heard a lot about it.
I didn't. I think it was okay. It was just okay. Mm-hmm. How about Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass?
I
didn't see
didn't,
that one.
Let me tell you, I don't care for Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I really don't care for the Johnny Deppification of Alice in Wonderland. So those two I purposely did not go to.
Okay.
It's not that I was out of the loop. I didn't have any young grandkids at the time. Well, I did, but I didn't know it yet.
How about 101 Dalmatians many years ago?
Yeah.
Starring Cloris Leachman.
No.
No.
Wow, Dave.
Glenn Close.
Wow. Glenn Close again?
Yes.
I thought she was in Fatal Attraction.
People
close, but no cigar. Just think of that.
Well, that would be also President Clinton.
Dave,
but that was not close.
All older women.
And it was a cigar.
All older women are not alike.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Let's not be that.
I thought, okay.
But
my bad.
She did a good job, and I liked it.
Yeah,
I thought
she did a good job in that as well. But I will tell you, okay, Cinderella.
Cinderella, I thought was almost perfect.
I loved Cinderella.
Yes.
I loved what they added to it. I loved her new glass slippers.
Yes.
I loved her gown.
You saw Cinderella.
I enjoyed Cinderella.
Okay.
I enjoyed it tremendously.
I thought that they should have done more music in it, though.
Yes.
And then,
but it was not that musical to begin with.
Right. But
so
I wanted the mice.
I think that departure. I know that would have been cool.
Yeah.
But okay, go ahead.
And then Jungle Book. Last year. You saw Jungle Book.
That.
Yes.
I don't remember.
I thought it was okay. It wasn't as good as Cinderella, but it was okay.
Right.
And again, they did some of the music.
And they did also the... did some additions. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been liking about the live action is the additions that they're making, but I can't wait till we talk about Beauty.
And that's what we're going to get to, because the additions, in terms of the additions, I like it better when they do more of like what Jungle Book and Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast have done, where there's a little bit of addition, but there's not like a tremendous change like Alice and...
Just a subtle.
Yes. Change it up a little bit, you know, modern and amplify certain aspects of the story.
Right, or give you a little more backstory.
And mm-hmm. I think that the musical element in classic Disney movies is absolutely essential.
Well, especially if it's one of the ones that was a musical to begin with,
like
which
Lion
most of
King,
them do.
Aladdin.
Yes, exactly.
And yes, because it gets that musical part spot on, and not only does it get it spot on,
there's actually new songs. Yes, the new songs, I love them.
And
Alan
because
Menken.
It gets the casting so perfect, except for one that we'll talk about.
Okay, and I think we might be in agreement on that one. Yeah.
And what are we talking about?
Beauty and the Beast.
We're reviewing
it right
stars,
now. A breakthrough.
I told you he would do that.
And it's the best movie of the year so far. And wow, just watching this movie, I was looking forward to it because I have memories of, like I said, when I was like 7 or 8 years old, I saw Beauty and the Beast on the big screen. And it was just, I remember just being just enchanted by the talking clock and all that stuff and the music. And I remember dancing around to Be Our Guest as a little kid. And then,
and things have not changed.
No, things have not changed at all.
You have not matured.
No, but sitting there watching the, especially when they sing Beauty and the Beast and that ballroom scene when they're dancing together, mm-hmm. I started to tear up, and boy, I was just crying for multiple reasons. One, because I was thinking, wow, how time just flies by.
Can you believe that was 91?
I know. It felt like it was like 97 or something like that, but no, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, even that song alone.
What is that, 26 years, right?
Tale as old as time. And you know what? That's just what I was crying about in this song, because time flies, and it's just so sad that...
No, the clock doesn't fly. He falls.
He does. He does. In his nose, his whiskers. But yeah, I love the movie, and then I was also crying because it is such a beautiful story. It's told exceptionally well. The enchantment of it, the visuals are so just wonderful, and just the romantic story of it all, of a guy who's just rough around the edges, to say the least, and a girl just softening those edges. And you know what? It takes the right person to see someone and understand them and look through them. And, you know, shout out to Savvy. Thank you very much for doing that for me. Trisha?
Yes. And along that line, I love the way in which they've changed Belle up a little bit.
Okay.
To being not just a sweet, intelligent, beautiful young lady, you know, mm-hmm. but can I don't think it's a spoiler because everybody knows kind of what happens, but when the attack happens and the Beast is attacked mm-hmm. during her escape and she has to make the choice to leave him or to care for him, it was not an immediate, oh my goodness, he was injured. Oh, right. Like it kind of was before.
Right. And there's.
Yeah. She has, and you can see those wheels turning like, you know, this guy was holding me prisoner. You know, and she was going to leave him. And then she goes, I better not. And then when they have the argument mm-hmm. afterwards, where she's speaking her mind and, well, if you hadn't have, and you know, I really liked how she was a stronger person, and I really liked how they focused on the fact that the turning point in their relationship was finding their love for literature.
Yes.
And books.
Oh,
and
she
him,
was so excited when she walked into the library.
Him seeing her excitement when she walks into the library and not just going, wow, she really likes books, but saying, it's yours.
But of
and
course,
just giving it to her, that magnanimity. Because before, he didn't even, you know, want her to eat with him.
Patricia, she's still, her favorite Shakespeare is Romeo and Juliet. Poof.
I know. That was so cute, though.
Yes.
But true. But I just, I mean, and then the fact that, you know, she was quoting Shakespeare and he finishes it. And that's when she realizes that he's not uncultured.
I think that this version of Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. I think this feels like the original, and then it's like the animated version is like a simplified
exactly,
version of it.
Exactly.
It's like condensed, this, simplified, and yes. It's still beautiful. I love that movie.
I was not really
was
looking
nominated
forward
to an Oscar, right?
Yes, I was not really looking forward to seeing this because I enjoyed Beauty and the Beast, the animated one, a lot.
Yes,
but after Cinderella, Cinderella was great and I loved it, but I wasn't absolutely positive that they were going to be able to do another fantastic remake like that. And I love the way they took it.
I think they have the formula down now.
Oh, they did a great job. And I, like I said, Alan Menken's music, phenomenal.
They got him back.
The new music, the new songs fit right in, but phenomenal, phenomenal.
And what? How many stars?
Oh, five.
Five.
Yeah, definite breakthrough.
All right, here's how I look at it.
Yes. Dave has not seen the original Beauty and the Beast.
I have no idea what this was about. Wow. I've heard of it. I may have heard the song, but so I fell asleep a little bit in the beginning because I go, what's the point to this? Wow. You got a beast, you got a beauty, you got some people playing the, you know, like slapstick stuff. But then I woke up at the profound part. And this is a five breakthrough in this terms.
Okay.
In terms of how someone could see inner beauty. And I think that's a message to leave for everyone is to look outside, look inside, and really go beyond the external because all that's going to go away anyway.
Don't judge people by their own, by their parents, by
absolutely.
Their appearance.
I totally agree. So I really love that part. The overall, I give it a four. I think they did a five. I'm going to put this in compartments today, categories. Two fives, one on the profoundness of the message. Two is the be able to have such a wide, diverse audience from little kids to you know, elderly.
Oh, yeah.
To
people
be able
seeing it
to,
alone. There were adults seeing it
and
alone.
That's
this
rare.
Is not a kid's movie. This is a family movie that anyone of all ages can enjoy.
There's no doubt. So it's a rarity that they can have such a diverse audience to be able to understand this and to really appreciate parts of it.
Best movie of the year so far?
Yeah. I would say that. I think it's definitely worth seeing.
And Tricia?
I was going to mention also, I'm sorry, but the way that they were able to incorporate the CGI or CG, whatever. Yeah, that was incredible.
They feel real.
I was thinking, you know, big production numbers like Be Our Guest with all these supposedly inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Being so animated, I thought they did a phenomenal, phenomenal job of that because... Well, you would never think of it.
And before we close our site,
and at the end when they and then come back, the costuming phenomenal.
I know this is going to be great at the Oscars. But before we close our segment, and because I know we have our guest on, but Tricia, the one casting choice that you disagree with,
the good looking beast.
Really? Is that it?
No, he played the beast too. Though.
Yeah, he played the beast.
He played the beast as well.
I personally thought that Emma Watson.
I didn't like all the makeup. I was thinking that Emma Watson would not do well because of Hermione and doing all that. But I thought she pulled it off. I thought she did a great job.
Well, okay.
I really did.
What was the one casting
really
that you
did.
Thought then?
The Enchantress.
Oh, okay.
I love Agatha. I thought she did a breakout career type of acting.
Well, anyone, just go see
definitely
Beauty and the Beast. Five stars, four stars, or maybe a five. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
Oh,
go
you
see
know
it.
Who else did really well was the other Emma. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Emma. Yeah.
Oh, she's awesome.
And speaking of Emma Thompson, let's hear a little bit from her before we bring on our guest.
Yes. Here we go. What music is this?
As old as
of course, Taylor
she has a beautiful voice, by the way. I thought it was Julie Andrews for a while, as it can be. But it
Julie
wasn't.
Andrews doesn't sing anymore.
No.
Oh, but yeah, Emma Thompson, really good.
Barely Even Friends, so beautiful.
Barely.
Watching them dance together.
And we have a really special guest.
And I loved her ball gown too. Sorry.
We have a special guest coming up. Broken Memories, lead actor. We'll tell you who it is right after this break. This is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. And enjoy the music, and we'll be right back.